Our world is dying, politicians are lying, and just when you feel like crying, sit and have a listen to people who have shit themselves.
Hello, I'm Claudia.
And I'm Lois.
And we are the hosts of The Poodcast, the podcast trying to break that poo taboo. I always try and think of a simile for this, and every time I'm like breaking it down like the Berlin Wall. Like, I literally haven't thought of a single one other than the Berlin Wall. Why am I not more prepared? What else do you break down? Like fatty acids.
Fatty acids will do fine. That's actually feels very, very, very topical.
We're trying to break down the poo taboo, like sulfates trying to break down fatty acids. I'm just saying words I remember from science. From Mr. Stevens, you remember him?
Loved Mr. Stevens with his guitar.
Saliva. What a babe.
I love how we took different memories from that. I took the lovely wholesome memory of the guitar. You took saliva that gathered in the corner of his mouth like no tomorrow.
So you do remember it.
Of course
I remember.
It
was like the Isle of Wight on the side of...
It was like a saliva version of a whitehead. You can't not look at it. And you kind of want to get rid of it. Your eye is drawn to it. It was...
Oh, God.
I hope he tunes in, you know. He was a lovely man. And we all...
He was sweet.
...took away a lot from those lessons. Maybe not science, but we took something from it.
His sloppy fatty acids on the side of his mouth. Lo, how's your bum and your tum, babes?
Do you know what? Bum and tum, great. Although, anyone with an espresso machine, do I have a tip for you?
Strap in, sisters.
I have recently discovered, if you find yourself, I don't know, let's say constipated, or let's say maybe you've got a big event and you maybe normally do a nervous poo, but you're like, oh, I can't, but I also don't want to go to the event or do said activity without having been to the toilet, I have found...
This is so specific.
Oh, it's specific. And I found the specific one Nespresso pod that will sort you right out. I should not be wishing for more of a colonic irrigation on myself, given I already have Crohn's. But the Fortado capsule from the Nespresso Virtuo machine, I shit you not, one sip, in the words of Dua Lipa, one sip is all it takes.
Is all it takes.
Toilet. I have tested this on 3 different people now. It happens.
Shut up.
Every time. Every single time.
Like, in a way that feels... satisfying, or in a way that you're afraid?
Yeah. I mean, I would never take that in a keep cup out of my house. But working from
home... You can't
home,
Furtado and leave.
You can't Furtado and go. You know, it's a real WFH scenario. But I would recommend, honestly...
Furtado from home. FFH.
So that's me. What about you?
Oh, mate. I mean, I've been spending actually a lot of time on the toilet this week. Clearly, we're both having really... really pleasant days. No, I've been super anxious this week. So I've had some sort of like new weird routine in the morning where I like get up, sit on the toilet for 20 minutes, let nature take its course. And from spending so much time with you recently in a professional sense, I've kind of come to realize that I don't use fonts enough in like my day-to-day planning. So what I've been doing to try and like calm my anxiety is I've been making notes and like all the things that I need to be done at specific parts of the day. The specific parts of the day have different types of like headings.
Oh, yeah.
There's italics, bold.
Colors,
you know, there's that little kind of like line that separates them all. Like, and that plus the getting rid of everything in my body seems to be calming me down.
You are speaking my language, but I would maybe just watch out. Because 20 minutes sat down, I mean, that's a hemorrhoid waiting to happen, to be honest, babe.
It's more like I think I could do it in 5. I just have so much to do on my notes.
It's admin. It's true admin.
Like, I could, you know, it's not the same as like Furtado and go, but like I could quickly do it and then bounce. But I'm already like 3 bullet points deep on my notes. I don't want to find a new chair to sit and do this. So I just stay on my throne of worry.
This is really the modern day version. You know, when like back in the day, people would have like books in their toilets and I'd always be like, who is sitting here reading a book? Like, who is spending that long in there? the modern day version. You are sat making notes and admiring your headers.
Honestly, I've gotten so much done. Like, I cannot tell you. I don't work from home, and maybe this is why, but if I did, I think I'd just sit on the toilet and do it. I think I'd bring my desk in. I'm so productive in that first 15 minutes. Like, this is the shit I need to get done. I've just got rid of the shit I needed to get done. Flush, done, italics, bold. We're on our way.
I love that.
It's working for me. I wouldn't advise it to the common man, but I found if you are anxious and then that plays out in your toilet time, taking that time and being like, okay, I'm going to turn this around and I'm going to make my to-do list while all this is happening, it makes it feel like less of a shameful act. I love
that. From headers to hemorrhoids, that is your new biography title.
Sign up here. The autographs will be written in tears. And Lo, we're very excited. You're going to have your first guest interview today. What a way to start.
I'm absolutely buzzing. I cannot wait to speak to Gillian. My God, so exciting.
Fellow Bucks girl as well. She survived the trenches. That's, I mean, what a thing to say. Someone that comes from Buckinghamshire. I apologize to everyone. What a wanker I am today. Jesus Christ, get a grip, Claudia. But yes, we are extremely excited to talk to Gillian, all about Queens of Eve, which is an amazing platform for people suffering with gynae-based health issues. And she's an absolute, well, queen. There is no way to describe her other than that. Shall we get chatting to her?
Let's dive in, baby.
Head first, swoop. Today, we are joined by Gillian Curry, the founder of the women's health community, Queens of Eve. After years of debilitating gynecological issues and being endlessly passed from GP to GP, Gillian took it upon herself to create a platform where she invites women to, and I quote, join the Broken Vagina Club and aims to destigmatize vaginal and vulval health. Welcome, Gillian. Thank you so much for joining us today. We always ask our guests to kick things off. How is your bum and your tum doing today?
I was waiting for this question because, ironically, last night I was very unwell.
It's the curse. It's the curse of the podcast.
I don't know what's going on with that because I've had a few IBS attacks over the years and then I've been like okay for a few years. And then in the last, well, this month, it's happened twice really badly. So it seems to have crept back and I'm not sure why. Like I just had dinner, went to dance, came home.
It's back to spring. It's seasonal. It's rearing its head. That spring summer look. Love that for you.
Yeah, it could be that.
Is it literally since we sent you a request to come on the podcast? Is that the first time you noticed that this
No, it does don't happen. Worry. It was before then. Okay, yeah. But
thank God. Yeah. I can't deal with this guilt. People keep saying this and it's making me
feel
awful.
Maybe it's the nerves.
Awful.
Who knows? But yeah, no. So at the moment, yeah, my tum and bum is not too good. A bit sore.
Gillian, we really want to chat to you about Queens of Eve today. Before we get into it, can we start with your personal health story and how this all started?
Yeah, sure. So it was a good few years ago now, but I've gone through quite the array of gynae issues. Probably everything you could ever think of, I've had it. So one issue in particular was bothering me for a good 4 years, and I just felt really disgusting. No one could ever give me an answer. And then eventually, I think it was just a general checkup. Someone said to me, it looks like you've got an ectropion on your cervix, which is basically like a big red patch where the softer cells have moved to sit on the outside of your cervix and they secrete a lot of mucus. And if sometimes people can bleed with sex if they're sitting in that position. So for me, I was just having uncontrollable, really heavy vaginal discharge, which made me feel disgusting. And I would have to wear like a night pad every day and it was just relentless and I could never get any answers. And doctors were always just saying it's thrush and they put me on anti-thrush meds for about 6 months, and it obviously wasn't that.
Doctors love saying that people have thrush. I swear that's the answer for everything.
I was just about to say that. What is the deal with everyone throwing thrush around? It's like a Pret. You see it literally everywhere you go. There's always thrush.
Yeah, and it's every online blog as well. It's like reasons for having like heavy discharge, thrush or an STI. And I was like, well, there's got to be more to why this happens rather than an STI or thrush. So yeah, I eventually found the answer, and I had two minor procedures to remove the cells, which resolved the problem. And my gynecologist at the time said he thinks the contraceptive pill basically caused it because of the hormonal imbalance. So I stopped the pill at the same time, and then luckily that specific problem has not returned. And that's when I started Queens of Eve, because I thought I'd never heard of it, never found anything on the internet about it. So decided I wanted to share that story in case anyone else was going through that problem. And then I just expanded really into other gynae-related problems. I have other issues, there's always more than one. So my skin splits very easily with sex and even just day to day, to be honest. I've noticed it when I go running and things. Just very sore all the time, and that's an ongoing problem that I don't have a set answer for, but I've gone through the like array of doctors and dermatologists, sexual health nurses, everybody. So yeah, that's an ongoing journey. So I just kind of try to share bits and pieces really as and when I know enough to share tips.
I think that's amazing.
And what has been the reaction to you sharing this, these things that I personally have not heard a lot about when I was researching you? I don't think it's something that a lot of people are talking about.
No, that's the thing. When I started it, I want to say it was maybe 2018, 2019, and I really couldn't find other Instagram pages like that or blogs like that. Mm-hmm. Now there's loads. There's a lot of like-minded vagina-based, sex ed-based Instagram pages. But yeah, at the time, it grew fairly quickly at the beginning, and I did have a lot of appreciation from women thanking me for being open. And I had a bit of press attention, which again, you always get the standard like Daily Mail trolls, but it reached the right target as well. So I got a lot of women from across the world thanking me. And it got some attention with like Zoella, who was basically responsible for most of my following really, because she shared me on her channels. And I think I stood up for her because she had backlash in the press about mentioning sex toys in her blog, and I just thought that was ridiculous. So I did a post about that, and then that caught their attention, and then it evolved into a women's health discussion. But I've been slacking, I really need to get back into the momentum of posting on there, but I haven't. So yeah.
You are forgiven, can I just say, on behalf of women everywhere. Do you find that like the upkeep of it, is it kind of, we were saying this a bit like about content creation, is it sometimes when things are going well, you're then like, oh no, things are going better and now I haven't got anything to say to the people who are following my story?
Yeah, sometimes. I think, yeah, because I got into a relationship and then I've not been having as many issues. New issues have arisen, but not the issues that people found me from. But then also I just get so annoyed with Instagram because it censors all of my content because I'm using words like vagina or period or whatever, tampon. So my whole point was,
how dare you?
Yeah, I've never made Queens of Eve for like a monetary thing. I've only wanted to just get the information out there. So when they're restricting it and then I get like 2 likes on a post, I just feel a bit, you know, sometimes I spend a lot of time thinking about how to phrase things, researching things, taking my time with writing it. It's not just like, here's my makeup of the day, snap a picture and put it on Instagram. Like there's a lot of thought that's going into it. So then, yeah, when it gets blocked and then Instagram says we're going to delete it, I just think, not very motivating to keep doing it.
Yeah, that's so irritating. Oh my God, honestly. Maybe there's like there must be some kind of weird secret hack where you can start a video or start a carousel with being like, here's how to get ready with me. Here's my outfit for the day. Then be like, vulvas, are important.
Yeah, can we start having vulvas of the day? Yeah. Like, why
That's
not?
That's a good idea.
Get my vulva ready with me.
Yeah.
It's a very different website. Yeah. It's a very different website.
That is a very, yeah. But I found it funny that I've kind of become like, I've made a following about my vagina without ever having to show it. So that's fairly unique.
That's like Houdini. Although I swear, I mean, I've never showed my arsehole on this podcast. So
yet.
Well, maybe. There you go. You have a talent. Yet.
Until today, ladies.
I've been told you the episode plan.
Yeah. Brace yourselves.
I'd love to okay, so this we're gonna switch gears a little bit, and now it's gonna turn into kind of an English language pronunciation lesson. So when we were doing some research, and I'm really hoping you know how to say this, otherwise we're just all gonna be sat here for the next 5 minutes, learning a language. I don't even know how to say the word to ask you to explain it because I don't know how to begin. Okay, I'm gonna attempt.
Here she goes.
Sjogren's syndrome.
Oh, I think it's like Sjogren's. I think it's
not
like that.
Far off.
That's pretty small.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it's pronounced. That was something. I tick all of the symptoms for it, every single one. And then it took 2.5 years to get an appointment to get blood tests and tests for it. And they don't think it's that, but they named something else. And I can't remember how or what it was called, but it's basically when your body is not producing enough fluids and lubrication. So dry eyes, dry mouth, dry downstairs, vulva, and just everywhere. So I'd need to look up the right word for what that was. But yeah, they don't think it's that either, but I kind of feel like I get on a path and then I'm like, yeah, that's got to be the answer. And then get to the end and they're like, no, like your results are normal. I'm like, okay, back to square one, and I don't know what the answer is. So,
and when you're speaking to other women through Queens of Eve, have they found a similar pattern of kind of literally reaching a stop point with getting diagnoses?
Yeah, well, a lot of them don't have any answers at all. And sometimes I'm able to maybe give them a bit of advice with, okay, if you've not asked about this before, maybe inquire about that. Or if you've not tried this, try that. But ultimately, everyone who's messaged me about the skin splitting problem in particular doesn't have an answer either, because they message me and say, hi, I know it's been a few years since your article or since this post. Have you got any further with it? And I'm like, not really. No, I've got tips and things that help, but in terms of why is it happening, no. So I kind of just put up with it now, which I know is really bad to do, but it's been years.
Sometimes you've got to pick your battles. You really, really do. You can't fight the fight all the time, you know. You've got to save that energy for brunch or something, you know. There's more to life.
Yeah, or another health problem.
You heard it here first.
Yeah,
that's my medical advice. But I guess talking about like brunch, if we must, or you know, like dating, especially like, you know, you're in your 20s and like going through this from like your late teens to your young 20s to then your mid 20s, blah blah blah. How did going through like gynae kind of health problems impact like your dating, your sex life, like I guess like your body image, like how did you navigate that?
Yeah, so when that ectropion problem started, I was in a relationship at the time, but intimacy was very infrequent. In fact, before that, the skin splitting's been around longer. So, sorry, rewinding. So I think 2014-15 is where the skin splitting started. So it was really frustrating because I knew I'd had like sexual experiences before, no issues. So that's what's the most frustrating part about it, because I know it's not something that's always been the case. And then I was with this guy who was awful. And ironically, the bowels all started then too. So I feel like I feel like he has cursed me and my life. Hopefully you can curse his telepathically as well.
But, yeah, I hope he listens to this. So, let's get a voodoo doll with his face on it. My God.
Yes.
So
let's revolt against him.
It started with him, and we weren't really sleeping together that much. And then the ectropion issue kicked in. We'd split up, and I honestly didn't have sex for I think a year and a half because I just didn't want anyone to touch me. I was like, I feel gross. They're gonna, and also what's really funny is like sometimes this is probably maybe, you know, if any, don't know if kids listen to this, maybe not, but cover your ears.
Go there,
but,
no. Go there.
No children, please go there.
Basically,
please go there.
My guys are like, oh, like you feel quite wet. I'm like, yeah, that's not you. That's my abnormal cells. Like, you're doing nothing for me right now.
That was a bad time to take a sip of water. Wow, iconic. Like, that is anything but
I'm like,
you.
Yeah, that's really not you, I'm afraid to say. But basically...
You can't put your little flag here. This was not you.
Definitely nothing to do with you. So, yeah, I didn't get touched for like over a year. And then the doctors were saying, that's probably making it worse because your skin isn't getting used to touch or stretching or whatever. So then I had the vulvodynia diagnosis, which is basically like nerve pain. It's literally described as a chronic, unexplained pain condition. So doesn't really help anyone who's diagnosed with it. So there you go. And then I got into another relationship, but again, it was really hard because it would hurt really badly every single time I would try. And it would literally be like, as soon as it's in, then I would tear and it would be like, need to stop. Baby. So I wouldn't, it would be really, it was just awful. So yeah, it did make it just, we just didn't really get intimate. Like I could probably count on my fingers how many times in our 2-year relationship we had sex, which sounds abysmal.
But understandable. Yeah. Completely understandable.
And then I just had a bit of a break from boys and things. And
smart.
What really has helped, very smart, is coconut oil, surprisingly, has been like a life-saving thing for me. It's so healing. And I use it everywhere now. So... definitely recommend if you've got skin.
And you
skin.
Smell great, I bet. My God, it's like a pina colada down there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So, and it's not full of any nasties. There's no other chemicals in it or anything that can like dry the skin out or irritate you. So coconut oil, has been my life-saving thing.
That's amazing.
And just watch it fly off the shelves from here on out.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some straight away. Yeah. I have actually a really bad memory with coconut oil. I used to use it. A housemate told me to use it to take off my makeup.
I did that.
That's what I used to do. I used to slather it on my face. And one night I woke up and I was dreaming about holding like a load of coconut oil in my hand. For the listeners, I'm literally squeezing my hand back and forth. And in my dream, I was like, oh, this coconut oil just feels so nice. I woke up, I was holding a slug. In
How?
My hand. There was a slug in my bed and it had crawled onto my hand and I was squeezing it back and forth.
Claudia, what the fuck?
So look, Jillian, I don't want to slag off your coconut oil, but it's been bad for me. It's not,
I mean, yeah, it sounds
I can't
like
go
it.
Back there.
But how are they correlated? Are slugs attracted to coconut oil? Did it cool them?
I don't know, but it was there. And in my dream, that's what I was like, I was holding in my hand was coconut oil. And I was like, you know, just like, that's what I was dreaming about. And it was a coconut slug.
That is rank. How have I never heard that story in all these years? What on earth?
Mate.
Whoa.
Welcome to the podcast.
I feel like we should.
There's plenty more where that came from.
We should caveat, hopefully, that there is hopefully no link between slug attraction and coconut oil. Mm. So if you do need to use coconut oil on your vulva, I'd like to think you wouldn't wake up with a slug hanging
with
off
slug.
Your lips. But, you know.
Oh, God.
Look, you can't promise the people these things.
I'm not
things.
Promising. I'm just saying,
it's
I hope
fine.
Not. I hope not.
Let's.
Jillian's never
let's
had
move
it.
Into
Jillian's
less.
Never had
I mean,
it.
I can vouch. I've never had a slug. In my bed.
Apart from your ex.
Maybe.
Apart from him.
Ayo.
Yeah, apart from him.
Wow. Okay.
Let's move on to more positive territory.
Right.
I was reading, Jillian, about PT-based techniques and how exercise can be beneficial mm-hmm. to gynae-based health. Have you found that to be the case?
So in lockdown, I did these online courses, which I didn't get through. So would very much at some point like to revisit them. But they were called myofascial release exercises. And they're super, super gentle. And these courses are all based around the pelvis. And basically, like, all of your muscles in your entire body are covered by a layer of fascia. And if the fascia is tight, it can make you, like, misaligned. And they were all of these techniques to basically release that fascia and, like, make, like, that muscle relax. And they were using, like, these soft ball type things that you can see in some Pilates classes. And I don't actually know what they're called, but they're basically, like, just a rubbery soft ball. And they said they didn't want anything too hard, like, you know, when someone uses a tennis ball to massage out a muscle or something like that,
mm-hmm.
that's too hard. So the point was, by using this really soft ball, you just put pressure on it. So I think we were sitting on them, like, with our tailbones kind of over it, if that makes sense. And then you just sit mm-hmm. there and wait for the muscles to, like, relax. And then you just move it slowly down your leg. I'm not going to lie,
that sounds like my kind of exercise.
Yeah, it wasn't anything in terms of getting out of breath or whatever. But it really did make you feel strangely relaxed. And what was really odd is I'm quite an anxious person, so I'm always tensed up. And when I was sitting on it, my jaw was, like, instantly relaxed. Like, I wasn't clenching my jaw. And there's some connection there as well. So your pelvis actually has, like, if that's tight, if everything's tight, then that can be a big thing to a lot of kind of pelvic pain conditions. So that's why I want to investigate further, basically. And there's something called somatics as well, which is another really super gentle form of exercise that can help with chronic pain. So that's what I want to investigate next. But I definitely think in just general exercise, being a bit more active, walking, gentle running, getting into a bit of weight training, whatever, definitely helped me. Although I would say running split my skin when I was doing it a lot. And I'm supposed to be doing the marathon next year. So yeah, might have a bit of a broken vag for that one. But I'm raising money for charity. So that's
so she can't stop.
I can't. Yeah,
you know, you see those, like, marathon signs, like, a broken vag will not stop Jillian.
Yes, like, exactly. My vulva pain will not get in the way of me crossing that finish line. Everything else might, but
oh wow, yeah, you should do it though. as a giant vulva. I feel like we could invest in that mascot. That would be so iconic.
That would be, also pretty challenging, I think. Let's hope it's not a hot day.
It would be.
Yeah, let's make it harder for her, Lois.
Yeah. Because you know what goes really well.
If I ever hear,
go on.
You go.
No, I was going. Do you know what I was going to say was actually a bit graphic, but I drew back. It's not graphic. I was just going to say I was just imagining Jillian running in the vulva and then with the split skin, and I was thinking, my God, you know what? The last thing you want when you've got split skin is more salt in the wound. So actually, maybe don't overheat. Don't wear the mask on.
It takes a lot of strength to pull yourself up when you know it's going to cause you pain, and to maybe not wear a giant vulva costume.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't think the advice we give is always, always valid and helpful. I wonder whether maybe we all come dressed as vulvas to cheer you on. An army of vulvas.
Yeah.
Unstoppable.
Yeah. All right.
That would be good. I feel like we would make history.
Oh, we should consider make it history. Done.
I feel like round up all of the Queens of Eve, get them all there. I'm sure they'd all want to come and support you.
Yeah.
And we'll come as an army of vulvas to the marathon. Oh,
this is like so almost cute. A form of like a peaceful protest, you know, like getting the attention.
Yes.
And being like, help us, please, government. We don't have any answers.
Well, on that note, is there anything that our listeners or me and Lois, other than dressing up as giant vulvas, do you think that we could be doing to get more attention, to raise more alarm bells for women's health in the medical industry? It's just shocking how little is being done to push it forward.
I know, and it's not even just gynae, because I was reading that book I think her name's Caroline Perez, The Invisible Women, Data in a Biased World, I think that's the title. And it explained about all of the areas where like women just aren't prioritised. And even when it came to bowels, the instruments for the colonoscopies and the flexible sigmoidoscopies are designed for the male intestine. So the female intestines are way bendier, and the instrument thing, is it a probe? I don't know. I don't know what it's called. But it can't get round the bends of ladies, which is what happened to me. So
that's probably why it hurts so much and feels like they're shoving it in.
Yeah, I literally felt like I was in labour when I had mine because of the contractions of like the gas that they put in you.
The worst. Can we also? How much did you love the backless shorts?
I actually, do you know what? I hadn't eaten for so long and I refused all the sedation and laughing gas and whatever else they tried to give me because I was like, I just want to go to Nando's and eat something. So I want to get out of here as quick as I can. So I was like, I don't think I was really present in the moment. I was so hungry. I was like, just get it done. Because I've got my sister waiting for me with a Nando's and I want to get out of here ASAP.
How do backless shorts work? I don't understand.
They are what they say on the tin.
Crotchless.
Well, maybe you wore them on back to front, babe. I think you might have worn them back to front.
I don't remember.
The gap should definitely be at the bum.
No wonder it's such a difficult procedure.
I honestly don't remember what I was wearing. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I've never heard so much dedication for a Nando's. Good for you, babe. You know, get your priorities straight. Wow.
And speaking of medical mishaps, Gillian, we always ask our guests if they have any funny toilet tales or medical mishap stories tell us. Do any come in mind for you other than wearing crotchless shorts around a hospital?
I feel like I've had a lot of near misses when it comes to explosive bowels. I don't know. I was in Harrods once when it happened, and that was not the right place. Out of all places,
That's an expensive mistake.
That was an expensive mistake. And even more expensive because I had to use the Chanel perfume that I just bought as air freshener in the toilet. I didn't have anything else to disguise how bad it was in there. But
you don't owe the people that.
Yeah, I just felt kind of bad. It was not good. And then I left the shop and it needed another attack. And I was like, oh God, what do I do? Because in London, they don't really have a lot of public toilets and cafes get a bit funny with you if you want to use the loo. So I saw this posh cafe. I think it was one of those Cafe Concertos. Is that what they're called? It's like a chain place, but they're quite fancy. And I walked in and my friend was just like, she needs to use your toilet because, I mean, I was in another dimension. I was like sweating. I was like, I need to get to that toilet now before it ends up on the floor. And so that was the second bout of bowel explosion in a really posh cafe just after Harrods. So Knightsbridge was not the place to be on that day for anyone
else. It's always the posh places. It's always, I don't know whether it's like this, like your butt clenches in the fear.
I don't know. Yeah. That was not good.
It's the price tags. It's the price tags. They make you anxious. It is. And then suddenly the release.
Oh my God, it's always so good though. The relief I feel. I don't know what's wrong with me, but mine is like an unbearable, almost like labor contraction pain. And then the only way to get any relief is just you got to get out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you ever have the shooting bum pain? Do you ever get that?
Yeah, I've had that before, but I get hemorrhoids, but usually they say you get them if you strain and really pushing, but I get them even when I've had like loads of diarrhea and it's like, that's no strain. I mean, it's coming out by itself, but I get hemorrhoids and don't know why that is, but I just have a very, very sore bum hole after.
Just a little bonus present for you.
Yeah, something else that also just won't go away. So
like a little leaflet as you leave the restaurant, like, come back again, come and see us soon.
Yeah, it's not been fun.
Well, Gillian, I'm sorry that we've made you relive that.
That's fine.
But I'd like to thank you so much for joining us today. Where can people find you online should they want to get ready for the big Vulva Marathon run and want to come
support
you?
Oh, yeah. Well, my Instagram is Queens of Eve. I need to be more active on there, but I am there. I do check my messages. I do go on the page here and there. And then I also do have a website, same address, so just queensofeve.co.uk, which again, I need to refresh. But I
there's
also,
no shame. You've also done I'm the good there. Work already.
You're doing so, a fantastic yeah, job. 10 out of 10.
Those are two places.
You really are.
Thank you. And thank Phenomenal. You for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
You're so welcome. It's been fun.
Yay!
And traumatic.
And traumatic.
Oh, Gillian, what a hun. What an absolute hun.
What an absolute babe. What an absolute Queen of Eve, if ever there was one, let's be honest.
I think we've got enough time to start some sewing courses to get ourselves ready. I want to represent. I want to be this army of vulvas. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, yeah. I think it might be the best we've ever looked. Do you know what? Screw Hendu planning. That's it. That's my Hendu.
Done. Who says I, you know, I was planning on coming to your Hendu anyway? It's absolutely fine. This sounds like a way better idea. Way, way better. And if we do this, I think we put out a call to the masses. I reckon vulvas will flock from across the globe.
Oh, yeah.
You'll hear them coming.
Oh,
just
yeah,
like,
in all shapes and sizes.
Anyway, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to our episode. If you would like to send us any emails or toilet tales, you can find us at thepoocastofficial@gmail.com, and you can find us on Instagram, TikTok at @_poodcast. Thank you so much for listening.